Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show for Saturday, May 9th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, as I do every second Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. Central Time. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I have had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then I was a singer on the MCA label, a corporate consultant, and today I'm a professional speaker, trainer, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's show. I've heard there are troubles of more than one kind. Some come from ahead, and some come from behind. But I've brought a big bet. I'm all ready, you see. Now my troubles are going to have troubles with me. Dr. Seuss said that. Today's show is brought to you by JD Communications International. They specialize in personal development, coaching, and training. JADCI focuses on improving communications, managing people and expectations, increasing interpersonal skills, promoting respectful communications, and conflict resolution. Visit them online at www.jadcommunications.com and use the contact page to request more information. I'm very excited because we have a very fantastic show for you today. Joining us later will be Mal Duane, who will be taking your calls and questions. So be sure to call us at 646-381-4198. And by the way, if you're listening online, please mute your computer first. Today's show is titled The Life Recovery Formula. Self-care plus self-worth plus happiness. Our guest this month is Mal Duane. Listen as she breaks down her trademarked transformational life recovery formula and shares how working with the formula's three key ingredients, self-care, self-worth, and happiness, can lead to recovery of joy, inner peace, and fulfillment. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Mal Duane is a certified life and recovery coach. After overcoming addiction and being in recovery for over 25 years, there is one thing Mal Duane knows for sure. Every woman is recovering from something. She has a message of hope and possibility for you. What if you could discover the one thing that is sabotaging your power? As a life recovery coach and award-winning author, she has been featured on Fox News, CBS Radio, Aspire, and Healthy Living magazines, as well as over 150 online shows. A recent client said, "Mal extended herself to me when I really needed help adjusting to life in a new city, and now I'm doing things in my career that I never thought was possible." That's a direct quote. Mal feels that her greatest accomplishment has been the construction of the Catherine Hawley School in Mali, West Africa in 2006, and the creation of the nonprofit Hawley's Gift, Educating Women in Need. Mal is known for her colorful clothing and show-stopping accessories. She is a wee bit of a fashionista, and her podcast, Positive Mental Shift, is on iTunes. Be sure to sign up for it. Welcome, Mal.
Oh, Yvonne, it's a joy to thank you so much.
My first question is, how did you invent the life recovery formula?
Well, there's a very simple answer to that. My own life was such a train wreck. I had so many challenging experiences that brought me to my knees that I needed to figure out, how am I going to get my power back and how am I going to continue to live on this planet? And that's really what inspired me to start to look at the things that were so desperately needed in my own life. And what I discovered was that my self-worth had been challenged my entire life. And that's really the foundation for anything that we want to build. And if it's not strong, we can't have a joyful, successful life. So I had to work on my self-worth and build my self-esteem. And in conjunction with that, I understood that my self-care directly related to my self-worth. And I had been an alcoholic for 25 years and abused alcohol, which was obviously a way of abusing myself physically and mentally and emotionally. So once I understood that sobriety would be a dramatic change for me and would also contribute to my self-worth, looking for validation from other people. I thought that the right car, the right man, the right house would make me happy. And in fact, happiness is really an inside job. It starts within us, and then it expands and goes outward, and that's how we create our joyful experiences in life. But I was doing it backwards. I was pursuing happiness in people, events, things outside of me, and it didn't work. So once I was aware that I was responsible for my own happiness, I was able to start to create it. And that's how it all came about, through a dire need to transform my own life.
That's amazing. Tell us about the formula's three key ingredients: self-care, self-worth, and happiness.
Well, it's the three things that women ignore the most. We don't take care of ourselves physically when we get busy. We're raised to kind of take care of everybody else first, and we're last on the list. And we have to learn to change that. We need to start to take care of ourselves. And that means as far as diet, exercise, and even treating ourselves.
Treating ourselves?
Treating.
Yes.
Treating with manicures, pedicures, a spa day. We need to treat ourselves. That's part of our self-care. And then our self-worth really comes from taking the focus and bringing it inward. We always look outside of ourselves for the solution to everything. But if we change our focus and bring it inward and understand that everything we need in life, we already have within, it's a massive, massive change in how we direct our lives, what we pursue, how we think about things, how we think about ourselves. There's two voices in our head, Yvonne. One that supports us, that's very loving and nurturing, and that's the voice of our higher power or God, whatever, Allah or the universe, whatever you want to call it. And the other voice is the ego. And that ego tears us down and thrashes and kicks and screams and tells us that we're not good enough. So when we can identify those two voices in our head and learn to shut down that ego, that negative broadcast that's going on, and pay attention to the positive one, our self-worth will change dramatically. And it's really just a matter of training the thought process.
That's true,
nothing
but
more than that.
I'm going to throw a butt in here, okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes when we realize that, let's say the person read your book as I did, and they heard some of that in your book, and they try to do what you just said, there are outside forces like family members and any number of people and things that tend to try and interfere with that.
You're right. So it's a matter of training. It's a process. It's not an instant fix. This is a process that I still have to work on today in my own life when I get challenged. I have to remember, where do I want to go for my guidance? Do I want to listen to that negative ego that wants me to be separate from everybody else, that wants to deny love as a source in my life? Or do I want to go to the voice that is source, that is spirit, that says, girl, you want love? You are a magnificent creature. You have the strength to work through this. You just need to settle down. And sometimes for me, it's journaling to get clear. But just to slow down, get clear, ask for guidance, ask for help from this voice that's within my head, this higher power, to get direction. And it never fails me. Never.
That's wonderful. Now, how can that all lead to recovery of joy, inner peace, and fulfillment?
Well, when you start taking better care of yourself and you feel better about yourself, your self-worth, the third component is that inner happiness. We really start to believe and understand that we control that for us, ourselves. We control our own happiness. Nobody else can really make us happy in life. They can contribute to our happiness. they can support our happiness, but they can't actually make us happy. That's our job. That's not somebody else's job. And it's really an inward process. Like everything else in life, it starts from within. So when you can deliberately practice gratitude, be grateful for what you have, understand that the challenges that are coming your way are lessons. They're not here to bust you and beat you up and bring you to your knees. What happens in life, these challenges that we have are here to teach us something, to empower us, to make us stronger so that we can go through life with better grace and ease. When we look at things that way, happiness doesn't hide from us. It's all around us because we're controlling our own happiness.
Absolutely true. By the way, I really, really enjoyed your book, The Alpha Chick. Tell me, what do you mean by alpha chick?
Well, it has nothing to do with like alpha male, which can be very aggressive and trying to be the leader of the pack. It's absolutely the opposite. An alpha chick is an awakened, authentic, and abundant woman. And what do I mean by that? Awakened is understanding her own magnificence, her own beauty, being self-loving, self-caring. That's an awakened woman. And aware is understanding that they do have the power to get through life, to face life's challenges, and to persevere. That's awareness, knowing that we have this inner power, this inner strength that we are born with from the day that we arrive on this planet. We are born with this power, but nobody teaches us how to get there or how to find it when we need it. And that's a lot of what I teach in the process, the steps that I do. And then the third step is abundance. And abundance is, or third part of being an alpha chick is abundance. And that is tapping into appreciation, which I just talked about, having gratitude, appreciate what you have. We have so much in life, and yet we don't recognize it. We are given so much, and we don't recognize it. You know, we have clean drinking water every day. We have a roof over our heads. We have food. We have a bed to sleep on.
Yep.
There are so many places in the world where women do not have that.
Yes. Yes, I absolutely agree. That's why I have a gratitude list, and I update it all the time. As soon as something happens, I pull out my gratitude list and put it in there, and it's all, and if I don't have the list with me, I'll grab a notepad and write it down till I can get to the list and add it to the gratitude list. Because I have found that at the end of the year, when you look back at that, you realize how many positive, amazing things you had gratitude for over that 12-month span. And then when you have year after year back-to-back of gratitude lists, it does help with your inner peace and your inner joy and fulfillment. I completely agree.
Absolutely. And it's a way of building positive energy when you have gratitude. You go, wow, oh, I'm so thankful for this. Oh, my goodness, look at that. You know, and what happens is it builds energy. I do it every night. I try to find the five things that I'm grateful for that day, and I write them down. And it's a positive energy builder.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a miraculous little process. Miraculous.
In the book, you talk about the five steps in the Alpha Chick process. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, we've touched upon it a little bit, and I'll elaborate on it for you, Yvonne.
Yes, I
noticed.
The five
steps. When I was writing my book, I knew that I had a process for personal transformation. And anybody that I had taken through this process had made dramatic changes in their lives. And so I said, I need to share this with the world, what this process is, and help other women. And that's my mission. So when I was writing it, all of a sudden, my divine guidance came through and said, child, there are five steps, and we are going to call these five steps faith. And I said, why faith? And my guidance said to me, because this is a word that everybody has a very personal meaning for. And we're talking about the belief in oneself, not necessarily a religious faith, but more of belief in one's own being. And I love that. I said, oh my goodness, that's really absolutely what it's all about, is self-belief. And so the first step was F, which was focus. And we've touched upon this, that changing your focus from outside to inside. Stop looking for the solution outside. Look for the solution inside. It's not about what somebody does. It's about what you can do. How do you feel about it? How do you react about it? How do you perceive it? Mm-hmm. And getting to that point, even of focus, is about meditation. Getting quiet. Letting the mind settle. Allowing that divine guidance to come through in your daily spiritual practice. Listening to that instead of all the mind chatter and all the ego and all the negative chatter that goes on in our minds day in and day out. Just shut that down and listen to the positivity that's within there. The second step is A, for acceptance. We live most of our life resisting things, resisting what happened to us, resisting who we are as women. And when we accept who we are and let baggage go, anything that is from the past has no bearing on who you are today as a human being. It's part of your story, but it doesn't define who you are in the present moment. But we tend to carry things around like an old suitcase. So release. Let those things go. Stop resisting. Accept what's happened in life. You can't rewrite the past, but you can absolutely create a new future. And we do that through acceptance. The third step is I, for intention. And to me, this is the most favorite part of the whole process. We go through life reacting to everything that happens to us in the course of a day. What if we woke up every day and lived with intention and had intentions for what we wanted to do that day? An intention has the power of the universe behind it. It is so much more powerful than a written goal. A goal is like a wish to me. But an intention holds your feet to the fire. You're going to do it. This is what I intend for today, and this is what I'm going to do. It is such an empowering way to live, by living with intention rather than just sort of, you know, flying a plane and bouncing off of structures and whirlwinds and getting caught up, but instead in just intending your direction. Where are you going to go? Where am I going today? What am I going to accomplish? It's such a magnificent experience. Key is for thoughts, and that's really all about the power of positive thinking. There's been so much written about this, that our thoughts are really their energy. And what we think about constantly is what we produce in our life experience. And if we're constantly thinking about negative things, that's what we are going to experience. That's what we're going to attract into our lives. So it's very, very, very important to pay attention to what you're thinking about constantly. And if it is something negative, you need to break that pattern of thought. I used to wear a thick elastic band on my wrist. I would pull that, snap it. Oh my God, it would hurt like holy hell. But it was such a great reminder to get my head out of the bullshit and start to live, you know, thinking positively. And excuse my language on your show, but it's the truth. And so it would break that awful negative train of thought. And I was like, whoa, girl.
It was be a wake up call. The rubber band is a wake up call.
It was a hell of a wake up call.
Snap out.
Now I'm a little bit more subtle about it. I just tapped myself on the left side of my left temple, and it breaks my train of thought, and I get back into a positive thinking mode.
Oh, I like that.
And the fifth step is H, and that's for healing and helping. If we really apply this practice, we can heal anything that's going on in our lives. and we can become centered, we can become balanced, we can become empowered, we can transform, we can manifest and create what we want. We become co-creators of our own lives with the universe. And when we have that power and that knowledge and that experience and we're in that high vibration, you got to go out and give it away. You got to go teach others.
Absolutely.
You got to share it.
Absolutely. And you know, it actually begins to make you glow. It shines out of you because you are walking in your intention in a healing, thoughtful, helpful way.
Yes. We become shining lights for others. And that's what is on the back of my business card, my coaching card. It says, I like to think of myself as a light that can be used by others to help them find their path.
Oh,
that's all I am.
Great.
I'm a light.
I love it. Now I'm going to ask you an interesting question, which is, what is the most difficult obstacle you feel you have overcome?
Well, this is a tough one, Yvonne. You know, when you think you've got it all together, when you think, you know, that you know how to manage life and you're doing all the right things and you have a daily spiritual practice, wow. You can get hit by the cosmic 2x4 and end up on your knees again. And that has happened to me. When I thought life was grand and I was living in joy and bliss, this year I experienced the most painful experience of my life. I was betrayed by somebody I loved deeply. And that betrayal brought me to my knees. An excruciating pain that I wasn't sure I would be able to get through. But thank the love of God, I have the toolbox that I have, and I didn't have to go running and pick up a fifth of vodka and numb myself to oblivion to get through this. I used the practices that I teach, and I pulled my power back, and I pulled back my intention on what I wanted to experience and how I wanted to live. But I also had to learn forgiveness. And because of the depth of the pain that I felt, it was very difficult to forgive. And that, for me, is still a part of my healing process. I am still working on that because my forgiveness was conditional. Like, well, I'm forgiving them because that makes me right and them wrong. But really, that forgiveness has to be complete and total so that no matter what somebody else has done to me, it has no ramifications in my life anymore. And I am still working on that level of forgiveness. I know it's available to me. I know I can do it, but I'm not quite there. I'm very honest. It's coming. I'm closer and closer and closer every day to that complete forgiveness and coming back to unconditional love.
That's wonderful. And it's also important for you to do what you're doing, which is to recognize that you're moving in the right direction, you know what's going on, you're getting back your power, your healing, and all those kinds of things, and not to rush yourself, to make it happen just in its own space and time, so that once you make it through whatever the thing is, and you get to the other side, you know it's done. You know, because I know there are people who are listening who are going to be thinking about things that they are dealing with now themselves. And sometimes we tend to get tough on ourselves because we're not moving through it fast enough, or we may get a feeling of some people get a feeling of, I'm never going to be able to make it through this. But if you just kind of hold your hand in spirit, if you will, as you walk through whatever the thing is, when you get over on the other side, you can hug yourself and kiss yourself and do a little mirror work and tell that person in the mirror, I love you. We did this together. Look at us.
Yes, absolutely. I love mirror work. Every day I tell myself, you know what? Because I have a very wounded inner child because of my alcoholism and whatnot. And so I need to reassure that little kid that's inside of me I've got this. Nothing to worry about. We've got this. We can handle this. We're getting through this. And we're going to do it with grace and ease. Trust me.
Absolutely. Now, I have one last question for you. Well, not my second to last question, which is, I'd love for you to tell us about what you call your greatest accomplishment, the construction of the Catherine Holly School in Mali, West Africa in 2006, and the creation of the nonprofit Holly's Gift, Educating Women in Need. Please tell us about that.
Well, I've had really wonderful success in life. I've been very blessed, and I've done well in business, and been rewarded for my work. In 2006, I had an incredible year financially, and I had the opportunity to, and this is a true story, I was at a charity function sitting at a table that was next to Elton John, and he was going to be the honored guest. And so there were these round tables, and his round table was right next to my round table. And they were honoring him, and to raise money, they were going to auction off his watch, and you could buy his watch. And I said, well, wouldn't that be just the biggest boot to own his watch? But you know what? What I realized was that I didn't need to buy his watch for my ego to put the money up for the school. I watched the auctioning and all of that, and somebody did buy that watch. I called them after the event, and I said, I would like to build a school in memory of my shining light. My niece was my shining light. She inspired much of what I do today. She passed away at the age of 32. She was in law school at the time. She wanted to be a child advocate. She adored children. She wanted to be an attorney representing them. And she was just a very empowered, smart, savvy young lady. I wanted to honor her spirit. And the best thing I could think of that would honor Holly would be a school educating children. So I had the opportunity, it presented itself, to be able to do that. And I did. And 100 children go to school every year in that little schoolhouse in Mali, where they never would have had the opportunity for education. So I do try to help women moving forward from recovery and helping them get reestablished. Women that have been living in meaningful recovery for a few years, they have to have some kind of foundation under them, because otherwise, it's very difficult to try to help someone when they're first getting into recovery. So I have to clarify that they do need to have some sobriety underneath them. But I've helped women get trained as virtual assistants and other online training so that they could get employment and start to develop a sense of independence. So that's what it's all about, giving back, helping others to improve their lives through education.
That is really excellent and truly empowering. It empowers you, it empowers others, and it's putting a lot of positive light out there into the world. And I always feel like when you do things like you just described now, it's like a ripple in a pond. Like you drop it in one person, and who knows how many people's lives that one person's life will touch. And I call it planting shade trees that you will never sit under, because you may never see the complete blooming of the tree, but you help water it and nurture it and give it what it needs to grow, and then it takes off, and it's transformational, the kind of work you just talked about. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Yvonne. I want to make a difference. And I think we all have the ability, we all have unique gifts that we can share with others. And if everybody had that mindset, the world will change dramatically. It will become a much more peaceful place. if we all try to serve others and share our unique gifts with others.
Thank you very much, Mel, for an insightful interview. It gives us all something to hope for the future. And my thanks to all of you, our listeners, for joining us today for the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Please join us next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time when our guest will be Karen Brockman, who will share the one giant step that solo business owners should implement if they want to grow their business, reduce their stress, and reach their goals. Until then, let me leave you with this final thought. Don't surrender your individuality, which is your greatest agent of power, to the customs and conventionalities that have got their life from the great mass. Do you want to be a power in the world? Then be yourself. Ralph Waldo Trine said that. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Yvonne. Bless you for all the work that you're doing to help everybody.
It's been swell. Remember to find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy. And also, follow the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown. Then leave your comments about today's show. Thank you, everybody.